You're listening to the Styling Advisory Podcast, the only show exploring the business of personal styling and how stylists are helping retailers to personalize customer experiences. We're interested in how styling leaders have built a successful business and what retailers are doing to capitalize on the styling client community. If you're a personal stylist currently avoiding doing the marketing activity on your to-do list today, schedule your tea and chat with founder and host Sarah Cohen via the website. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Styling Advisory Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Cohen, and today I am joined by two of my favorite people in the world, Erin and Carla Mathis. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Hello.
Thanks, Sarah.
So again, I'm going to provide an introduction for those of you that might not be aware, but Carla and Erin Mathis are the co-founders of The Style Corps, which is an international leader in the image consulting and personal styling industry, providing both accredited training courses, mentorship, and tools for image experts, as well as serving clients directly. Now, Carla is one of 30 image masters globally and co-author of The Triumph of Individual Style, known as the Bible to the image industry. I personally love this book and it absolutely changed the way I think about clothing. This book has been used as the curriculum, actually, in universities like FIT, FIDM, and Cornell. She's also trained and mentored leading image experts worldwide over 40 years and is still going strong. Carla and Erin were recently in Malaysia training image consultants from a number of countries at the International AICI conference. Now, Erin is a style coach and TEDx speaker who created Your Million Dollar Look, an online style coaching program for individuals, plus an apprenticeship path for virtual styling. Now, I first met both of the ladies in LA at one of their courses in 2015. And then the three of us partnered together in 2020 to create and launch Going Virtual, the ultimate program for global styling success. And we've been honored to train nearly 300 style experts worldwide to expand their virtual styling services. In today's episode, we're excited to bring you a wealth of wisdom from Carla's 40 years of serving thousands of clients. It's all about communication techniques for connecting to the soul of your client and making a lasting impact. Because when you master the art of communication, it will help you gain client loyalty and it will help you excel in your business. So this is what I like to call a session with the Oracle. Carla, we're going to be tapping into your genius. So I'm going to start with the first question. What would you say is the most important technique for connecting to the soul of your client?
You have to listen. There's an art in listening. It's not listening for the ability to step in and say something. It's listening to really know. And if it's not clear, then you say, tell me about that. How was that for you? What does that mean in your life? So it's the open-ended questions that you ask back so you can listen to who that client really is, not who she thinks.
Do you mean that, you know, I guess most image consultants would ask a question like, you know, what style do you gravitate towards or what's your favorite color? Are you saying that we need to delve deeper and not just take those surface level answers?
Absolutely. I don't really care what they think they need necessarily, but I do care that when they leave my session, they are able to articulate who they are on a deep soul level. They're able to articulate what is special about them and unique about them and precious about them. And when they have that, it changes their life. So I'm all about helping my client move into a new dimension of being, some place they never thought they could be. So how do I go? Why do I care? I care because I think we're in a world culture of the unaffirmed. Our clients have not been affirmed, or they would not need to come to us. So what do I mean by being affirmed? Well, here's a question I ask my clients. So on, and I do this very casually, on a scale of 1 to 10, How effective would you say your primary caregivers were in affirming your being, not your doing, being just that you came into their life? How precious did they think you were? And that is a startling question. So as a stylist asking that, you have to be ready with Kleenexes, because it often means tears. Because more often than not, the answer is 2 or -2. And here's the trick. As a stylist, you don't go, oh, you go, wow, tell me about that. What would it have looked like if your primary caregiver could have said something that was affirming to you? I don't know. Yes, you do. Please just go quiet and think about it. What would have made you feel special as a kid? Well, I guess maybe just giving me a hug and saying I'm wonderful or I'm precious or they love me. Wow. What did you hear instead? I don't know. I was stupid. I needed to get better grades, or I'm glad I was an athlete. Or so it was doing things you were affirmed for doing. Yeah. I said, well, actually, what we're about today is having you articulate who you are, that special gift of who you are, your being. How are you designed to be?
Who are you? And let's celebrate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to jump in here because I love this. Carla just dives straight into the deep end. She's like, we're just going deep. This is deep style therapy, identity.
Share your trauma immediately.
Share your trauma.
It is.
I want to give a little context. This is my role. I give context. She does have the client fill in an intake before they even come into the consultation. So she has reviewed that. She's asked some of the basic questions. What are your goals? You know, and there's a whole list of very important questions that you need to ask. And, you know, we certainly could talk about some of those questions today. But when they arrive, so that's first, we're going to set that foundation. And then when they arrive, Carla tends to go very deep into the soul and connecting. And one of the powerful ways she does that is by really listening and drawing out who that person is. It takes time, patience, and a gentle approach. But if you don't do this, then the results can be short-lived or not really connected with the soul of the client. And they just kind of feel like, that didn't really get to it.
The result of gently going deep and affirming their special qualities is that they fall in love with you. They think you're the mother that they never had. They're so grateful. And it is a special bond. And mostly when I train image consultants, I say, you know, you don't have to know everything. You don't have to play God. You don't have to have all the answers for your client, because your client has all the answers. They just have forgotten or never paid attention. They've never been made aware of who they are and how special they are. So as you collaborate with your client to discover what they have forgotten, then you become the mentor rather than the authority that's, I'm going to tell you who you are and you are going to look this way. No, the client then is empowered to take charge of who she is and step into trying new things that will support what she's learned about her special qualities. Does that make sense?
Beautiful. It does. It does. Are you ready to turn your passion for personal styling into a profitable business? Don't miss your chance to join the 4-day Stylepreneur Business Growth Challenge starting on May 13th. In this exclusive 4-day working group, you'll join industry leaders Erin Mathis and Sarah Cohen for live coaching to craft a personalized business success plan to supercharge your styling business. Whether you're just starting out or looking to scale your current business, this challenge is designed for every one of you. You'll create a plan that includes your personal and professional goals, income targets, sell-out services you can focus on, your unique value, and the tech skills and tools you'll need. Sign up now to secure your spot in the 4-day Stylepreneur Business Growth Challenge via the link in the episode description. Don't miss this opportunity to build your personal styling growth plan for 2024 and take the first step towards making personal styling your full-time job. So I guess the first thing we're going to do is find out from you how you set the scene for your consultation in terms of communication. I know, and most people listening know or are familiar with a client intake, you know, the general questions that you ask someone before you work with them, and they are presumably quite surface level, I'd imagine. So can you take me through the questions that you ask at the beginning and then how you kind of shepherd people into a deeper, more fundamental personal conversation?
Perfect. I'll jump in and I'll start answering this question. Then Carla will take the deeper waters. Over, you know, 40 plus years of consulting clients, she has mastered or really identified what are those questions that the client needs to consider and share information about before they even come in. So we have these in our online intake forms. And actually anybody who's in our Going Virtual program gets that template for the intake with all those brilliant questions. But I'll just kind of quickly touch on those here, which is like, what are your personal goals for your style and your self-image? How do you want to be perceived? You know, which areas do you need the most help with? What are your biggest style challenges? We get into their lifestyle, like what's your current role? Are you satisfied with that? Are you trying to move into something else? And what is that? Any cultural considerations? So those are some of the initial questions so we can just have an understanding. But then when they come in, there's this deeper process of really listening to them at a heart level and connecting. And maybe, Carla, you can share some of those deeper questions that you ask as you're getting to know the client.
One is, if you had a magic wand, what would you change about your body, if anything, if you had that ability? And it's amazing what the answers could be. There was one woman, Nancy, who said, well, my body's okay down to my waist, and then it is terrible. I hate my thighs. I hate my stubby legs. And I went, wow. So tell me about that. When did you start feeling not okay about the way your body is? Well, my mother would say, it's too bad you have Aunt Thelma's thighs. And I went, wow, ooh. So actually that's saying that you're not okay. Yeah.
So this question sort of helps you hone into what are their image issues. Yeah. Where are they stuck? Where do they not feel good? Because if they had a magic wand, they would change something, right?
But there is no magic wand. Our job is to help her see, or my job was to help her see what's beautiful about the body the way it is. So I asked her, tell me about Christmas trees, the shape of Christmas trees. What do you think of that? I love Christmas trees. Isn't that interesting? Because your body has the same qualities, the more delicate in the upper part of your body and a little bit stronger and more substantial in the lower part of your body. And if you wear garments, let's say like a halter in your top, do you like halters? I love halters. And then a skirt that's flowing and has a little bit of movement that goes over your thighs in a beautiful, voluptuous way. What do you think of that? Oh, that'd be nice. So I helped her see that her body is okay. It's just she can't wear a pencil skirt.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Not every tree is a Christmas tree. There are oak trees and there are redwood trees. So it's finding images to help the client understand what's beautiful about her.
Or him, yeah.
That is so clever and nuanced, because not only are you asking about body issues, which I would assume most people would, that would be part of the classic intake, you know, what parts of your body do you want, do you typically try and camouflage or highlight? What do you love? What do you not like? But to be able to get the person to really question what it is, why they feel the way they do on a deeper level, sharing comments they've received growing up, and then being able to swap out the image that they had of themselves and align it with a different image, in this case, a Christmas tree, which is so clever. And it reminds me of your book, The Triumph of Individual Style, the way that you describe body shapes and facial features and bone structure and hair and everything likened to works of art and different shapes and angles is fascinating, and immediately removes that need for feeling like something is either good or bad or too fat or too thin. And it just is, it just exists. And we just need to understand the line and shape of it and dress it accordingly. Is that right?
Absolutely. And when you do, then you're celebrating the way you've been created. You know, I sometimes have asked some groups if it would be appropriate. I'd say, you know, okay, what areas of your body would you change? And everyone has something. And then I'll say, well, just imagine going before the creator of the universe, the creator, if you believe in such a thing, that you are created, and saying, excuse me, I think you made a mistake here. I don't like what you did.
Have bigger breasts.
And the reality is that would be so absurd. Well, first, you know, I mean, we can't do that. So we might as well change our perception and see the way we are, whether we have more weight than we want or less weight than we want, more height than we want, less height we want, it doesn't matter. We need to see each part of us as a beautiful whole that is asking for clothes to cover in a way that communicates to the world that we are special, that we honor how we've been created. And when we give that to the world then goes, wow, I want to know you. So it is so important to help our client shift. And we do this by visual imaging. We don't say, oh, well, your thighs are great. No, we say, you have this beautiful, sensual curve throughout your body that, and I say it in a way that's so luscious. It's like, oh, yum.
It's called the language of affirmation, right? Yeah. We're not going to say, yeah, these huge thunder thighs. You're going to say you have these luscious, you know, full,
strong,
curvy. Yeah.
Feminine.
We want to give them new words to describe their body so they can love it.
And then the result of that is that your clients really want more. They love that. They want to know how to create their images, the clothes in their closet in a way that celebrates who they are.
It can balance who they are. It can, with visual harmony. But right. Yeah, first let's help our clients celebrate who they are and how they're made.
But this is where it's different. That this is kind of the reason I wanted to have this discussion, because you can ask all the questions and you can be the best personal shopper, personal stylist, color analysis expert in the world. But the change that you provide for your client will only last so long unless they feel intrinsically like something has shifted in their mind. It's not enough to give them great outfits. You also need to provide the environment for them to truly believe in themselves. And that is the art of communicating with heart. And that is where, Carla, you are in a league of your own, because without almost saying anything, some would call it witchcraft, you are able to get people to not only share or like identify the challenges that they have, the body issue blocks, the personal sort of self-esteem challenges, but then in that mindset shift, I mean, shifting a mindset is not an easy thing at all, and particularly not if you're not a psychologist, but the way that you communicate and connect with people somehow facilitates that. That is the magic. Reveal your sorcery.
Well, it really has to do with the questions we ask and the ability to listen to not only what is being said, but maybe unsaid.
And it might take some practice. It will take practice. Let's just clarify. Carla's practiced for over 40 years. So for those of you listening, yeah, you don't get it instantly, but it's something you can begin to practice. How do you reframe? How do you speak to your clients? How do you help them shift their body image? Because everybody's coming to you because they want to feel good. They want to feel beautiful and attractive. And this is one of the ways that we are going to help them shift into that. Yes, the way they dress and their colors, but also their mindset.
Yeah. One thing to help. Another question I ask is, describe an outfit you loved as a child. And if they say, I can't think of one, that's a clue that their early childhood was either chaotic or not completely positive. But we won't go into that since we're not therapists. I will then say, but that's a clue. So I'll say, wow. Wow is a great term because it doesn't really have any judgment to it. So say, wow. Then imagine one. What would you imagine as a fabulous outfit when you were like 4 or 5? Okay. And I had one client say, it would be Pippi long stockings with all the striped socks and pigtails coming out of my head. I would have loved to look like Pippi Longstockings. Now, what's fascinating is that this woman was in her 50s and she kind of walked like a Pippi Longstocking might have walked. And I said, wow, that tells me that you might need to have a little tease or something kind of quirky in your outfits now. How does that feel? I always ask, how does that feel? Wow, yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. So that would be something to work toward.
So those qualities of a favorite outfit as a child, or even a favorite outfit now, we need to pay attention to that because those are giving us major clues about their style qualities that are from their heart,
right?
Not just from their head, from their heart.
The outfits as a child are really important because children haven't bought into the I need to be syndrome, which as adults, we have bought into that, which is okay. But a child is, it's pure. So we need to bring the qualities that they loved as a child in appropriately into their modern age now. A couple of clients that just really can't imagine, I will say that I want you to create a Pinterest board of all the fabulous children's outfits that you as an adult would have dressed yourself as a child.
Interesting. I bet no one in the world is asking that except you.
No, that's true. It is profound. And then I want them to share that Pinterest board with me. Because those qualities then can be translated into their adult wardrobe.
Carla, what would you say about this then? As a child, I saw the gold shimmery long sign that said Merry Christmas. You know, those kind of like, it's like a sash or like a long thin sign you hang up. It might say Happy Birthday. This was gold fringing that said Merry Christmas. I might have been about 8. I took it down. My parents had just put it up. I took it down and thought, no, this is a fabulous dress. And I just wrapped it around myself. And there's a photo of me just sitting effectively topless with a Christmas decoration as a fabulous gold skirt sucking my thumb.
Fabulous. Well, then you need shimmer You need
drama.
Glimmer.
Yeah.
You need a little drama. You need to have fun.
Yeah.
With your clothes.
Tick,
but shimmer
tick, tick.
And gold and yeah, it's you being just very
not you can't be expected. You have to be unexpected. There has to be some qualities there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Now I'll tell you why that's true. A lot of my friends will go and shop at a beautiful dress store and they'll buy one dress and that's what they wear to a function. I prefer to take different pieces and put them together like a puzzle. And I almost don't get the satisfaction of that if I'm just putting on one item of clothing. It's like I like it to be almost a craft project. And that feeling of being known, and also how nice is it to be asked a question of yourself in an age where everyone talks about themselves. But those types of things, that little connection you're making is ultimately why I will not only keep coming back to you, but why I will have a long-term transformation.
They trust. They've been heard. They've been seen. The deeper qualities have been drawn out. And we help our clients remember who they really are and then express themselves mm-hmm. authentically.
All right, so let's get to the specifics of communication so we can help people today that are listening to the episode. What are some really helpful phrases that focus on communicating with heart? And then we'll ask you what are the phrases that are most unhelpful.
Okay. The most helpful one is wow, not wow or wow, but just wow or tell me about how was that for you? Or my experience of you is that you have this lovely sort of graceful manner of speaking what I'm hearing and of your movements. I really want to see that in your clothes that have some fluid movement.
So I just want to clarify, as opposed to you are this, that, or the other, you're saying my experience of you is.
Yeah. It's then another phrase I sometimes use, especially if there's been some ahas that I really had a terrible childhood because I wasn't affirmed. You'd say, well, you know, getting dressed is healing work. In other words, as you dress for the person you are created to be and feel beautiful about your body as it is now by the way you put on your clothes, it's healing. It gives you a sense of being just okay and quite all right with who you are. So know that clothing is really important.
So then there's some helpful phrases just about like styling when you're guiding them through style.
Right. Rather than saying what you need to do, I say, if when you choose to wear this amazing pink that makes your eyes sparkle, but you don't like it because it brings so much attention to you, if you choose to do this, know that you're going to be noticed, but it's being noticed as beauty, as a bouquet of flowers that comes into the room. It's not that you're not okay. It's that you're beautiful and you're giving a gift. You might not choose to do this, and that's okay. So, other phrase, you might try. My sense is, or I'd like you to try one suggestion I made to a client that was uncomfortable about a bright red that was gorgeous on her. I said, get red underwear. Just wear it in your underwear and see how it feels. Make all of your clients' responses okay, because it's all about her or him being okay.
So rather than saying you need to do this or that, you can say, I would suggest this because, and you give them the reason when you do that, it's going to make you glow or, you know, make you more vibrant, or I encourage you to do this. if you decide at some point, so you're not just commanding and declaring, you could say, in my experience, I find that this works. Let's take a look at that, or let's reframe that. And then some unhelpful phrases. Do you want to say these?
Yes. Unhelpful phrases are really anything with judgment. Wow, that's terrible. Or, you need to do this. You just need to wear that red because it looks great on you.
Or I think you should.
Right. Or the really no-no is, please, please do not ever say, oh, well, I did this. Or that reminds me of my sister or
this other client.
Yeah. No, think of going into the doctor's office. How would you feel if he, rather than focusing on you, said, oh, I had a patient just the other day that it was sort of like that. No. You are a professional. You never bring in anything personal?
Maybe unless it's a teaching moment. If you say, I had a client that this worked for her, you might try it. But it's sort of like, instead of just saying, oh, that reminds me of this,
yes,
or that reminds
okay.
me of that, to connect, you know, as some kind of touch point, that's not really the point. And it's tempting to do that when you're trying to create a connection, but that's
right.
not the way. So you would only do that if you wanted to maybe have a lesson or a learning or a guide.
That's
guide
correct.
Point. Yeah.
This reminds me.
Not just a relatable, like, oh, you know.
All of these ahas that I am putting out here, I learned the hard way. For instance, I had this man who was having his wife brought him in because she didn't like the way he dressed. Well, they had a problem anyway. And he, to me, looked like Robert Redford. And I said, you look just like Robert Redford. And he went, I hate Robert Redford.
That's a famous, for those of you who don't know, he's a little old school, but it's famous actor, very
handsome.
Good looking in many
yeah.
people's opinions.
So
that he hated.
What I learned from this was, do you know the actor Robert Redford? Oh, can't stand him. Right. Well, there's a little bit, like your hair is similar, but you have a much more definitive style than he does. You know, you back out of that. So you can ask a question. Do you know, like if your client looks like a Grecian goddess, actually I had one and she had a very large nose and she hated it. She kept trying to hide her nose by going like this. And when I worked with her, I said, after a while, I said, tell me about your nose. She said, I hate my nose. I said, wow, okay. Well, actually, it's really quite dramatic. So it allows you to do really dramatic hairstyles and quite dramatic, exciting clothes. How would that be for you? I don't know. I said, well, would you like to experiment and see what is happening if we try that? So maybe you'll begin liking your nose, even a little. And she said, yes. So we worked it took a while, with hairstyles and with clothes, deeper necklines. I worked with her how to walk. So she walked like a princess or a queen. And her hair back, bigger, huge earrings. She looked fabulous and she felt fabulous. So it's not an overnight thing usually, but it at least the initial consultation will start the wheels turning that maybe they're okay.
Okay, so I think the last question I wanted to ask is about the biggest mistakes that you're seeing or the areas for improvement. Carla, what do you think personal stylists and image consultants can be trying to focus on or avoid to build a successful business?
When it comes to communication specifically, yeah.
When it comes to communication, well, actually, I think the biggest issue is the stylist who thinks she has to know everything. So she has to be the expert. Well, yes, she needs training. She needs some foundation, but then she can't know everything. She can't know everything about everybody, but she can dig deeper to mine the beauty in each client, to become the mentor, to pull out what that client has forgotten, to help that client express who she's remembering that she is. So it's giving the client a picture of possibility and referring to the client, always checking in. How is that for you? Does that resonate with you? How would that be for you? And when they say, yes, yes, I love that, then you know you're on the right track. If, for instance, she says, no, then you say, then we need to find some other way of looking at this. Because you do know what is beautiful for you. I am here to help you give the words to that.
And with color, even like with color analysis and communication, the same is true. You're not just going to prescribe a palette.
No.
You will guide them. You will bring them into the range of colors that can work. But so much depends upon their personality, their voice quality, their movement. So again, it's that interactive of help drawing out what they like in their heart. So you're not God. You're not just prescribing it all, but you're drawing the client into those decisions together.
Right. Yeah. That's the most important thing is to know that you're a collaborator, not the oracle.
Like you. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
There's only one oracle.
But I collaborate.
Yeah. What a beautiful way of serving clients, Carla. And I know every person that works with you feels the same. You're such an inspiration on so many levels, but the way that you make people feel is very rare, and more people should be doing more of it. So thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you.
I think I just want to second that and just say I get to hear the stories from people who tell me consistently, like, it's life-changing, it changed my life, and they will keep coming back. So that's why this is a pivotal, foundational aspect of a successful business, is being able to communicate to the heart and soul of the client.
And that's the end. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah, for asking.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to the Styling Advisory Podcast with Sarah Cohen. If you're enjoying the vibe, you can join our community of styling experts at The Styling Advisory on Instagram and Facebook. And you can watch these interviews on our YouTube channel, Styling Advisory TV. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to our show so Sarah can spend more time on the mic.